Hey dude, what's up?
Yeah, I've been working. Don't worry, nerd.
Actually, do you think you could help me with something? Oh, no, nothing difficult, I promise. Well, not for you, at least. So, you know how I'm taking that one psych class, right? Yeah, well, right now we are learning about hypnosis and okay, come on, dude, don't be like that, okay? Look, I know this stuff seems kind of silly, and I don't really believe in it either. I wanted to see if it can actually help you relax. Dude, you've looked really stressed lately, so I thought maybe this could help. I won't do anything you won't be comfortable with, I promise.
Really? Sweet. Could we start now then?
I'm sorry. I've been really excited to try this out ever since we started learning about it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, first, we need to get you comfortable. Now, this probably won't work with you hunched over in your chair like that. So, why don't we chill on your bed?
Not like that, you weirdo. Come on.
Okay. Okay. Chill, dude. It's okay. The first step is to trust the person doing this, okay? I know that you trust me, so next step is for you to relax. Now, the best way to relax is to control your breathing. So, just take a deep breath in, hold it as long as you can before slowly breathing it out. Actually, I have an idea. We can use this pendulum I got in class for counting your breathing. Now, each swing back and forth will be one count. We'll do five counts for breathing in, seven for holding, and five for exhaling. Sounds good? We can just do it until you're a little bit relaxed, and who knows? Maybe from staring at my pendulum, you'll soon be under my control.
All right, we can start. Remember, keep your eye on the pendulum. Now, even though hypnosis isn't real, staring at something and controlling your breathing has been proven to help people relax and ease tension. Okay, now breathe in. One, two, three, four, five. Now hold your breath. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and exhale. One, two, three, four, five. Wow, you already seem a bunch more relaxed. Let's do that again, okay? Breathe in. Two, three, four, five. Hold your breath. Three, four, five, six, seven. And exhale. One, two, three, four, five. Again, breathe in. Two, three, four, five. Hold your breath. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five. One last time. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five. Hold your breath. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. And exhale. Two, three, four, five. Good. Keep breathing nice and slow like that, okay? This will help you stay nice and relaxed as I continue. Now, close your eyes and let me get behind you, okay? Okay. Now, I'm going to rub your shoulders to ease some of that tension out. Just relax, okay, dude? I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. You have to relax, though. Your shoulders are really tense. Shh, it's okay. I'm going to talk to you while I do this, okay? It should help you get nice and calm. Good. Now relax and breathe calmly. Let me relax you so you can let go of all of your attention, okay? Just relax. Focus on your breathing, and you can tune out what I'm saying. Hypnosis isn't real, but it is true that your brain can pick up what I'm saying even if you don't notice. Trust me, though. Like I said, I won't do anything you'll be uncomfortable with. I'm just going to help you relax and take some of that stress away, okay? Good job. I hope you don't mind if I say that, but you're doing a very good job, so I think I should tell you so. That makes sense, right? Good. Okay, I'm going to stop rubbing your shoulders. Just lean into me and relax, okay, dude? You need to relax more, you know? If you keep working this hard, you could get hurt. That's why I'm going to take care of you, okay? Good. Relax and just let me whisper in your ear. Let my words wash over you and soothe you. Here, open your eyes and look at my pendulum while I talk to you. Just listen to my voice and let go of all your worries. Good job. Watch my pendulum swing back and forth. Do you still think hypnosis is fake? Yeah? I don't know. You look pretty hypnotized to me. Relaxed and slack-jawed in my arms, just staring at a pendulum going back and forth. Here, let's see if it's fake. I'm going to have you repeat some phrases, okay? You would only repeat this if you were hypnotized, obviously, so let's test your little theory out. When I say repeat, repeat my last sentence, okay? I am relaxed. Repeat. I trust you completely. Repeat. I will obey and do as I'm told. Repeat. My best friend has hypnotized me. Repeat. My best friend is so beautiful. Repeat. I love my best friend. Repeat. I want to be a good boy for my best friend. Repeat. Good boy. So I guess you are hypnotized, huh? Don't worry, though. It's not like I'll do anything you won't like. Of course, that's because I'm going to hypnotize you into liking whatever I do, but that's besides the point. Oh, I can tell by your face that you're a little scared, but don't worry, I can help fix that. From now on, every time I call you a good boy, I want you to feel a wave of relief wash over your body and mind. That way, you won't be so worried about me taking control over you. Do you understand? Nod your head for me, my good boy. Good boy. So obedient already for me. Your obedience is what makes you a good boy. My good boy. Let my voice enter your mind and adjust your thoughts some more, okay? I'm going to make you feel so much better. Every time you hear my voice, you will feel just a bit more relaxed, submissive, and obedient. Good boy. Here, let's get your pants off, okay? Good boy. So eager to please. Let me reach over and grab your cock and stroke it while I whisper in your ear. No more staring at my pendulum. Close your eyes and continue obediently doing everything I say. I'm going to stroke you nice and slow, okay?
I want you to feel the gentle pleasure I'm giving you and associate it to me. Associate this amazing feeling with me, your obedience for me, and your incredible need to pleasure me and make me happy. I'm going to turn you into my little pet, my good boy, and you're going to love every second of it. Don't worry, after this, you will go back to your everyday self. Well, mostly. You'll still be yourself, but you'll also soon be helplessly in love with me, your friend and soon-to-be mistress. You won't remember what happened in our little session, but you will still be more submissive and obedient to me without even noticing. You still won't believe in hypnosis, but over time, the idea of being hypnotized by me will become the sexiest idea in your mind. Maybe you'll just start off with a stray thought while you're watching porn. You'll see a hypnosis video and think only about how you wish you could be hypnotized like that. Then you'll think about me controlling you, dominating you, and making you mine. And, well, by that point, you're kind of fucked. Because, my good boy, while being hypnotized feels amazing, and so will thinking about it, thinking about me doing it to you will feel so much better. Because I'm also going to make you start falling in love with me. You won't believe hypnosis is anything more than a fantasy, but eventually it will become the most arousing and addicting thought to touch yourself to. And from now on, anytime you feel stressed and overwhelmed, you'll ask me to hypnotize you. You'll do this so that I can make you relaxed. And because the thought of me in control is so sexy, you'll probably feel embarrassed, maybe a bit perverted, asking me to hypnotize you. But it won't matter, because it will still feel like the right thing to do. Who knows? Maybe I'll do it to you even when you aren't stressed. Maybe I'll just come to your room whenever I want and hypnotize you. I could fuck you and make you come your brains out whenever I feel like it, and then be on my way without you even remembering. That sounds like a great idea, doesn't it, my good boy? Your cock sure seems to think so. It already wants to submit to me, doesn't it? Oh, good boy. I'm going to speed up a little, okay? Feel my hand glide over your cock faster, and feel your pleasure and obedience towards me grow. Can you imagine what it'll feel like when we finally fuck? After I've completely brainwashed you and made you totally submissive towards me? Your first orgasm inside of me will be the most amazing thing you ever felt. Of course, the one you're about to experience soon will be the best you ever had until we fuck. But you won't remember any of this anyways, I don't want you to remember anything from our little session, understand? Nod your head for me. Good boy. All I want after this session is over is for you to fall in love with me. You will still be your old self, but a bit more submissive and obedient towards me. Whenever I tell you something makes me happy, you'll want to do it because you're falling in love with me more and more every time you see or think about me. Which will be quite often, I assure you. Making you want to be hypnotized is going to be so adorable too. I can just picture you blushing so cutely as you ask me to hypnotize you, while I know you've been stroking to the idea of it. Every time you jack off, your subconscious will remember our session, and you'll picture me controlling your mind. The thought will arouse you so intensely, and you'll want to submit to it. You'll wish you believed in hypnosis because of just how submissive I'll make you. You'll wish I could control your mind and make you my pet. But you won't believe it's possible. Do you know what else? Every time you come while under my hypnosis or thinking about me controlling your weak and helpless brain, it's going to solidify my power over you even more. Speaking of, are you getting close for me, my good boy? Is me talking about fucking with your head making you even more turned on? Good boy. I'm going to count you down, okay, sweetheart? When I reach zero, I want you to come for me, okay? Coming for me is going to solidify all of my commands even deeper in your head. It's going to feel so amazing submitting to me fully, even though you won't remember a thing. Unless I let you, of course. Maybe sometimes I'll bring you out of it right before you come, just so I can see your cute face blush as you realize what I've done to you. Then I can bring you back in, make you forget, and do it all over again. Okay, I've teased you long enough, my good boy. I'll start counting down. 10. When I wake you up, you'll slowly start to fall in love with me. 9. Every time you see me, your heart will skip a beat. You'll feel happier, more complete when I'm around, and you'll start to find me more and more attractive. 8. Nobody else will make you feel as aroused or as complete as I do. 7. You'll start to develop a hypnosis fetish and want me to hypnotize you so that I can control you. You're going to stroke yourself to the idea of me owning you and your mind every time you jerk off. 6. You'll wish hypnosis was real so that you could be owned completely. 5. But no matter what, you'll never believe that hypnosis is real. You'll always think it's just a fantasy. 4. You will become more obedient to me, wanting my approval just a bit more than before at first, but it will only become more intense. 3. You'll ache for me to call you a good boy so that you can feel happy and complete and making me proud of you. 2. You will forget everything when I snap my fingers, but the commands will be so deep in your subconscious that you'll follow them anyways. 1. I'm going to make you so happy, my good boy, I promise. Let my commands solidify so deeply into your cute little head. 0. Come for me, my good boy. Come for me. Oh, good boy. Relax into my body as I squeeze out all of your cum. Okay, I'm going to get you all cleaned up, okay? Just lay back for a moment and stay in trance while I get rid of your evidence. There we go. Okay, I'm going to get your clothes back on. Slowly stand up for me. Good boy. Okay, sit back down now, back in the position we started. That's it. I'm going to go back to massaging your shoulders, okay? That way, when you wake up, you'll think you just dozed off while I rubbed out some tension, which, I guess I did. Okay, my good boy, I think you're ready to wake up.
Oh, are you finally awake? Yeah, you were out for a while, man. I figured you needed the rest. How do you feel? Do you feel better? Well, you seem a lot more relaxed, at least. Oh, good. Well, I've got to get going soon, though. I may have some homework I have to finish. Yeah, I know. I should have done it earlier. Well, get up off the bed so I can go, dude. Hey, are you feeling okay? Your face is kind of red. Was being that close to a girl really that embarrassing? Okay, fine, all right, I'll get out of your hair. See you soon, okay? Okay, later.